I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, the lucrative world of college rodeo. But first, the teams which will vie for the MLS Cup are set. Sporting Kansas City, the San Jose Earthquakes, and Seattle Sounders FC all qualified easily. On the other end of the spectrum were the Vancouver Whitecaps, the first Canadian team ever to make the MLS postseason. Though they lost to Portland last weekend, they backed into the playoffs when Seattle beat Dallas. Vancouver Sun columnist Ian McIntyre is on the line. Ian, the Whitecaps are based in Canada, but I understand there are no actual Canadians on the team.
That's right. It's a Scottish coach. There's a Canadian team president, of course, a lot of employees and a Canadian owner. Canadian players are at a premium. There aren't a whole lot of them. And to get them on your team, you basically have to bid what they could be making from the European clubs. And in most cases, that's at another level. So they've made a conscious decision, rather than overpaying to try to get established Canadian players now, they're going to develop their own. So there are players on the way, but it is, I think, a little bit embarrassing for the team right now that they don't have any Canadians in their lineup.
Does the fact that the Whitecaps needed help from the Seattle Sounders to make the playoffs matter at all to Vancouver fans?
Well, I think it actually matters quite a bit, Bill, because this was the Whitecaps' last home game. As you say, they have qualified for the playoffs, but it's going to be a very difficult game for them to win in Los Angeles. So this was a chance for a sellout crowd of 21,000 people to celebrate a significant achievement for the club, not just as the first Canadian team to make the MLS playoffs, but just to make the playoffs one season after finishing dead last. Mm-hmm. It would have been a chance for players to hear that celebration. It would have been a real feel-good moment for soccer. Instead of the Vancouver Whitecap players hearing cheers from 21,000 people, it was about six reporters hearing cheers from a few dozen members of the Whitecap staff. So yes, it does. I think it does matter that Vancouver backed in and didn't get in the way that they really wanted to.
Vancouver must beat the LA Galaxy to advance in the playoffs. It sounds to me as if you don't much like their chances.
I mean, there's always a chance when you're talking about a one-game playoff, but of all the opponents that Vancouver could have drawn, the Los Angeles Galaxy is probably the least appealing to them, just because Vancouver has never played well there. And on top of that, they've only one win, Vancouver, one win in their last 10 games. So it's hard to make a case that they're in form or poised. Typically, if you're an underdog, you want to be an underdog and have a chance to advance with one win rather than having to win twice. So you never know.
Ian McIntyre is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Ian, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, my pleasure, Bill.